Morning to everyone. Thank you, Mr. Davis. He actually got it right. I am the person he named. And there's something else. 35 years ago, I was double his age. Now he is 3/4 as old as I am. Well, brethren, here at the Feast of Tabernacles, we are celebrating a time when the world is going to be filled with caring, with kindness, with understanding, with mercy, and with compassion. How much do we hear about compassion? We sadly, the world that we're living in today, just turn on your TV, just had North Korea explode their first nuclear weapon. It's going to add to additional strife and worry and problems. But our world is filled with, instead of what we're looking forward to and are learning at God's feast and in God's church, filled with a lot of hatred, intolerance, violence, envy, jealousy, and rebellion. But a world is coming where love and peace and kindness and mercy and compassion will be a way of life. Now, our life in the church of God is simply a space of time. And it's a precious opportunity, that space of time, to learn some incredibly important lessons. And we're being taught them here. And each one is indeed important in our building of godly character. Or there is one character trait that is going to be an absolute must in the government of God. And that character trait is compassion. So I'm speaking today about the importance to each of us, and I'm sure to the God family, the importance of compassion. Let's ask ourselves, as I'm going to ask myself, am I a compassionate person? Probably most of us feel that we are. And if we really are, that's great. But compassion, brethren, is not the same as some other qualities. Qualities like, say, sympathy or pity or even mercy. Not the same thing. Sympathy, I think, as we most know, is simply to share and to understand another's sorrow or situation. Okay. Mercy, on the other hand, is consideration that is shown by refraining from punishing or retaliating or treating somebody in a way that they truly are deserving of it. That's mercy. But compassion goes way, way beyond that. Compassion is a feeling for another person's situation or their hardship. And that feeling is so strong that it leads the person to want to go and help the sufferer. That's a powerful component, I think you'll all agree. Now, I'm going to tell you a really fantastic story today. It's a true story because it's the best example of under incredibly unusual circumstances where compassion came into play. And it's a story from World War II. It really happened, and I found it very, very inspiring. We go back to December 1943. An American pilot in a B-17 bomber has just finished dropping his load over Bremen, Germany, in a 1,000 bomber raid. Suddenly, a tremendous direct hit. Three of his engines are knocked out. His left stabilizer is gone useless. The nose of his bomber is shot off, and three out of his 9 crew are very badly wounded, and 1 dead. But incredibly, this bomber still flew. One motor was still powerful enough to fly the plane, but only at 300 feet. So he turns the bomber and heads for the North Sea, trying to make the best of it. And suddenly, the unthinkable happens. A Messerschmitt 109 quickly closes in from behind, and Lieutenant Brown, the pilot, knew this was the end of him and his crew. But incredibly, the German pilot was waving at him and pointed away to safety. Flying ace of the Luftwaffe, Lieutenant Stiegler, had already downed two B-17s that morning and was about to finish off his third one. Well, when he approached that bomber and saw the condition it was in, he saw the tail gunner that was partially hanging out the turret. He was a bloody mess. He clearly was severely injured or even dead. And he looked at that, and something happened to Lieutenant Stiegler. He saw that mangled tail gunner, and he said later, when I saw that man, I just could not shoot. If I hadn't seen that man, he said, it would have been different. Something happened to that Luftwaffe pilot. He recalls flying along the right side of the B-17, and suddenly he's eyeball to eyeball with Lieutenant Brown, the American pilot. The German pilot signaled the American to follow him to the Baltic Sea and then to the safety of Sweden. Sweden was neutral. Lieutenant Brown was astonished beyond belief. This is a 1,000 bomber raid. Bombers are being shot down all over, and fighter planes. He was astonished beyond belief. But what choice did he have? He veered and followed Stiegler's fighter. Now, 1953, 10 years later, after this incident, Stiegler immigrated to Canada and settled in Surrey, BC. Lieutenant Brown had made a career of the U.S. Air Force. Recalling this incredible adventure of the last war, Lieutenant Brown, in 1989, not that long ago, published a letter in a German aviation newsletter as to what might have become of this incredible Luftwaffe pilot. Lieutenant Stiegler just happened to be a subscriber to that magazine, and he wrote to Brown. Brown phoned him up, and after a number of questions, Brown said, "Yes, Franz, you are the one that spared our lives." The two men met in Seattle in a hotel. When Brown saw Stiegler at the front desk, he instantly recognized the man who had spared his life and the life of his crew so long before that. At Brown's emphatic recommendation, the Federation of Combatants of Europe awarded Lieutenant Stiegler the highest coveted Star of Peace award and presented it to him in a special ceremony in Langley, B.C. Today, Brown and Stiegler visit twice a year. They swap stories by phone and letter. Says Mr. Stiegler, "It would be very hard to dream up anything as dramatic as our reunion. Because the odds of this happening are truly incredible." I wanted to read you that and tell you that story because it certainly moved me when I read it in the magazine. Compassion. Can it play a role under such extreme circumstances as what I've been describing here? Yes, it can, and it did. Lieutenant Stiegler went well beyond kindness and sympathy or mercy, didn't he? When he saw that mangled tail gunner and the helpless remaining crew, he felt a powerful force. It's really what it is. It's a power of compassion. And it moved him to do something and to help that was a tremendous risk to himself. You see, to merely not shoot at that bomber would have been an act of mercy. But to escort an enemy bomber that had just raided your country was an act that, if discovered, would have had him shot. So he was prepared to pay the price. This was an act empowered by powerful compassion, human being moved with that element. He felt their agony, and he just had to help them. So I think we all recall Christ's parable about the Good Samaritan. We all know, just briefly, that thieves had assaulted and robbed and beat up a man, left him there half dead. Along comes a priest and a Levite, who you would think would really help. Saw that mangled body there. They give it wide berth. But a Samaritan, who was looked upon in that society as scum, saw him, stopped, gave him first aid, took him into the inn, prepaid all his medical expenses. That was an act of compassion. Brethren, this was an act of compassion by this Samaritan that is so lacking, was so lacking in the priest and the Levite. And what does that show us? Well, it shows us that a lot of people don't have it, or don't have enough of it, and don't practice it. Compassion. Now, how vital is this power, this act of compassion for the kingdom of God? Here's how the Amplified Bible puts it in 1 Peter chapter 3. And this is for us all, isn't it? Finally, all of you should be of one and the same mind, sympathizing one with another, and loving as brethren of one household, being compassionate, and courteous and tender-hearted and humble-minded, never returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but on the contrary, blessing others and praying for their welfare and their happiness. Know that this you have been called to, and that you yourselves will inherit a great blessing from God. Now, Leutnant Stigler did not have God's Holy Spirit. He wasn't a member of God's church. Yet in the frenzy of heated battle, upon seeing an enemy in desperate suffering, he was so moved with compassion that he risked his life to help and save an enemy bomber crew. You know, brethren, at Christ's return, which we're hearing at this feast so much of, and we're looking forward to that wonderful time, the beginning of the kingdom of God, this earth is going to be in destructive chaos, something like that raid over Bremen, Germany was that morning, only much worse. Destructive chaos. The remnant survivors on this earth will desperately need understanding, help, compassion, and service, won't they? That's what we're being trained for. Remember, compassion is a feeling for another's predicament. So strong, nothing else matters, but you're going to help that person. When situations arise, which they do from time to time, where our help would require an act of compassion, don't pass it up. Take it as an opportunity to build a little bit more of this powerful, godly trait, because it's preparation to better serve and rule and assist Jesus Christ in the wonderful world tomorrow that's coming.